describing his church in verse 41 is in no way related to the message of the hour, which is the third angel's message. In the 1888 materials by Ellen White, on page 831, Sister White has a passage where she's speaking about the resistance that the 1888 messengers were receiving, specifically in this passage, while they were in Europe. And she compares this resistance to the resistance that took place when the first and second angels' message were being proclaimed in the early 1840s. But she gives a warning that this type of resistance is the type of resistance that would take place at the end. And I'd like to read this passage. This is from page 831, the 1888 materials. "As a people, we are certainly in great danger if we are not constantly guarded of considering our ideas, because long cherished, to be Bible doctrines, and on every point infallible, and measuring everyone by the rule of our own interpretation of Bible truth. This is our danger, and this would be the greatest evil that could ever come to us as a people." Wow. The greatest evil that could ever come to us as a people is if we are considering our ideas, because we've held them for a long time, to be infallible. Now she carries on. "While I was in Europe, I felt deeply moved by the Spirit of God, as I never did before, that there must be altogether a different spirit and element brought into our conferences. If one should hold ideas differing in some respects from that which we have heretofore entertained, not on all vital points of truth, there should not be a firm, rigid attitude assumed that all is right in every particular, all is Bible truth without a flaw, that every point we have held is without mistake or cannot be improved. This I know to be dangerous business, and it proceeds from the wisdom that is from beneath." Now, brothers and sisters, if it was a long sentence, but if you caught it, she's basically saying that when we come to the study of the Bible, we need to be willing to give some latitude on some of the minor points of belief, and it's on our unwillingness to move on some of the minor things that gives us the predisposition to resist moving on anything. But the point in here that I want you to see is that she, while discussing these minor points being firmly and rigidly resisted, she qualifies it by saying not on vital points of truth. When it comes to vital points of truth, we need to be firm. We need to uphold the vital points of truth, but have a willingness to